back. Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We just got a text from a gentleman named Doc, which I will respond to. By the way, it reminds me, I enjoy playing poker. Certainly back in law school, we played a lot of poker. And one of the adages in poker is never play poker with a guy named Doc. Never play poker with a guy named Catfish either, okay? So two guys show up to your poker game and one's Doc and one's Catfish, do not let them play. They're very, very good poker players. Anyway, Doc asks, is it possible to side with Iran in the dispute with Israel without being anti-Semitic? In other words, is it possible that Iran has a point? It's certainly possible to disagree with the national policies of any country without some imputation that you hate the country, but let's take a look at the reality of this one. Iran is building a nuclear weapon. Iran has unexplained uranium enrichment traces. It's doing this underground. It's barred inspectors from some areas. And they just had a guy named General Hossein Salami of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard come out and say that they could destroy Israel and they could destroy with their weapons if they wanted to. A lot beyond that. I stand with the Judeo-Christian tradition, quite frankly. I stand with the interests of Western Europe and democracies everywhere. And that includes the Third World. We're all equal racially. It's not a question of race. But Iran is backing Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hezbollah murders people, including Christians. Lebanon was originally set up as a colony for Christians in the Middle East. Then with the advent of more people like Hezbollah and people that came in, now you have power sharing by religion. You meet somebody and they say, what's your religion? I'm tired of this stuff. We don't want it. We don't want it in Europe. We don't want it in the United States. Judeo-Christianity is the basis of Western civilization, the Enlightenment, and our Constitution. We do not want this stuff. They're also behind Hamas. Iran is constantly launching missiles into Israel. How would you like to live? I mean, I'm over here in Milwaukee. A missile hits Shorewood, Wauwatosa, Franklin, Greenfield. I mean, at some point, you got to put an end to it. Okay? Deal with it. Deal with it, guys. Do not. So Iran's got to come correct with some respect. Fine country, good people. Get rid of the Iran Revolutionary Guard. Put the moderates back in. Negotiate. You know, the United Arab Emirates now recognizes Israel. Dubai, even, I mean, heck, Saudi Arabia permits Israeli planes to go over their airspace, Sudan has recognized Israel. So it's happening. Morocco, that's what, and then people go to each other's country and they make money. They jointly invest. Let's get on with this, guys. No, the Iranian National Guard is an enemy of the United States. Iran is not an enemy of the United States. Their moderates are not enemies of the United States. Steve of Delafield, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Luke. Thanks for taking my call. I want to respond to what you were saying about Iran also. And, from what I remember, it wasn't Iran that backed out of that nuclear weapons deal that the whole world agreed to with Iran. It was the United States. And then you went on to say that, the people of Iran want to overthrow their government, but they're afraid to get arrested and thrown in prison. So, it's kind of like up to America to go over there and bomb the country so that we can liberate the people of Iraq, and they're going to greet us with flowers. And I'm thinking, like, where did I hear this before? You know, it was like everything that that you were saying was the same thing that we had when to run up to the war with Iraq. You know, they got weapons of mass destruction. They're gonna get that bomb. They're gonna start blowing the hell out of Israel, and they're gonna attack all these Germany and France, and everybody's gonna be in danger. Which, you know, it turned out to be a lie, and then. I don't know how many millions upon millions of people have died over the past since 1991 in Iraq because of all the bombs we dropped on there, the infrastructure we destroyed, and and the sanctions that we put on there, the no-fly zones we put on them, and it's still going on. You know, it was still killing them today. So I'm just thinking, you know, we got to this all this garbage about you know what Iran is doing. It's not Iran that's the bad guy here. I think it's the United States. I'm sorry, it's the United States and Israel.
Okay, Steve, I always enjoy your calling in. You and I disagree on a lot of things. The United States is not the enemy. There are two people who say that the United States is the enemy, the authoritarian left in my party and the QAnon right, okay? I'm not saying you're a member of the QAnon right. But this reflexive masochism that the U.S. is bad. The U.S. is the greatest country that ever existed, and I want it to exist in perpetuity, and I want to make a couple of things clear. And this is something where I differ from a lot of people in my own party. The basis of Western civilization is the Judeo-Christian tradition. Part of the Judeo-Christian tradition wrote religion out of government. We believe in separation of church and state. We believe in separation of church and state. But nobody in the Middle East does. Iran doesn't. Saudi Arabia doesn't. The irony is that our tradition separated church and state, and yet our tradition is still necessary as an example and as a force to spread this around the world. The truth is, Israel is our friend. Israel is our partner. Israel is our ally. And Israel would like to make peace with everybody. They have just made peace with Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, Sudan, Morocco. Saudi Arabia is letting them use their airspace. And they have private discussions. The minute that these countries recognize Israel, they get together. They go into business together. Everybody makes money. The most secure border that we have right now in the United States is with Canada. We have no troops on the border. Why? Because we like the Canadians, they like us, and we do business together. And Mexico is secure in the sense that Mexico is not going to attack us. It's an immigration issue. That's separate. But what do you do if you're Israel and 1.5 billion people, 1.4 billion Muslims around the world basically seem like united in saying, well, we got to get rid of them? And even other third world countries like in Africa, there's a lot of that sentiment. That's got to be changed. And let me tell you something. You look back at history. Listen, in 732, they invaded France and they wanted to convert it to Islam. And you know who drove them back? Charles Martel, Charles the Hammer, Charlemagne's grandfather, drove them back at the Battle of Tours Poitiers, okay? But they occupied Spain for 700 years. 700 years! So the 1400s, and then the authoritarian left and some on the right say, well, Spain was bad to drive him out. I would have driven him out. I would have driven him out a lot earlier, a lot earlier. Battle of Lepanto, late 1500s. Ottoman fleet comes. They're going to invade what? Italy, France, and Spain? And they said, no, the Holy League under John of Austria said that ain't happening. That ain't going to work. And they destroyed the Ottoman fleet. Then Vienna, they were going to go into Vienna and rape everybody and kill them in 1688. And no, Jan Sobieski come down from Poland, best cavalry in Europe, and they drove them out. They still occupy part of the Balkans to the late 1900s. I'm tired of this. Why do we have to go through all this again? We had driven out jihad. It had been done. It had been done. And then what happened is Angela Merkel invites a million people in. Suddenly they spread to Paris and London and start bombing and burning churches and murdering priests. I've had enough of this. I have had enough of this. Iran is a good country. It has very, very good people. Very good people. Very good people. But they are not in the government. The Iran Revolutionary Guard. We're going to the end of the show. It's been a great show. Stand by for Matt Flynn Direct tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.